Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, thanks for tuning in. Wherever you are in the world, whatever day it is, whatever time it is, I'm so glad you're listening to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. In today's episode, as we kick off a new week, at least in terms of our publication schedule, this is our segment known as Your First $1,000. Your first $1,000. As you might guess, it's all about how someone makes their first $1,000. How do they get to that point? Not their first $100,000. That's cool, but it would probably be a long story. And we make this show for busy people who want to invest in themselves, but just, you know, don't have a lot of time. Also, $1,000 is much more relatable, I've found. You know, for people who've never started a business, never had an income source apart from their paycheck, if you can get to $1,000, you can do so much. That's my goal for all of our listeners. And with that in mind, today's feature comes from Mickey Gaminol. He is a returned Peace Corps volunteer who starts a tutoring business on the side in Las Vegas. And along the way, he learns a lot of lessons. We talked about them a bit in the episode that featured him. But what about his first $1,000? Specifically, how did he make that happen? What did it feel like? And what did he learn? Let's hear it from Mickey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Mickey Gaminol with Gaminol Tutors and ASVAB Domination. I was featured on Side Hustle School episode 1634, Peace Corps Alum Tutors U.S. Military Recruits. Today, I'm talking about how I made my first $1,000 in business. I'd tutored with the work-study program, making about $14 an hour to teach in public schools, and started freelancing tutoring in the summers. One of my first clients was given to me for my part-time job. I got along with the bosses well enough to ask them if they could feed me clients. Essentially, there was one summer, and I obviously wasn't in school during the summer, but I still needed to make some money, so I reached out to my bosses to see if they had anybody who needed tutoring. And they put me together with a couple of parents who had about a fourth grader. I started out charging about $20 an hour, but eventually I raised my prices to $50 per hour. And this was for me to drive all the way out and meet the student in person at the library. At this point, I'd meet with one student studying for the ASVAB Monday through Friday for an hour every single morning. So later on down the road, after getting a couple of regular students through my boss, what I ended up doing is I started niching down on the ASVAB. And I had a really good student, it was a grandpa who was really interested in seeing his son succeed. And so he wanted me there every morning, 5 days a week, for 1 hour. And so I'd get a crisp $50 bill every single day, Monday through Friday, on top of my regular full-time job. This meant $250 a week, or an extra $500 per pay period, which meant that I was making about a third of my check for 10 hours of work. This got me thinking about switching to full-time tutoring. I realized I was making more for less time. I was also really happy with what I was doing. Tutoring is definitely much more fulfilling. So we can call it the first $1,000 per month to do something I found much more fulfilling than my security gig. That was a major tipping point for me. I knew that working security wasn't a permanent job for me. Since then, I've raised my prices and restructured my business in countless ways. I'm happy that I left that job. Occasionally, I miss the stable income. However, as National Guard Lieutenant, I've got a bit of a safety net to ensure that I make some form of stable income. Anyway, that's my story about my first $1,000. Hope you enjoy it. If anyone is wondering how to make their first $1,000, I recommend looking into something that gives you purpose and fulfillment. The money can be secondary. It's very likely that something you like to do can help people. It's not really about the money. It's more about the positive impact you can have helping people. As you find more and more opportunities to help people solve problems, the money will show up.
Thanks so much to Mickey for telling us about his first $1,000. I really appreciate his commitment to service and to making a difference in the world. We are all about that here too. We just also want to help you make money. I think you can do all those things together. And of course, he's an illustration of that. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Check out Mickey's website, GaminolTutors.com. Gaminol is spelled G-A-M-O-N-A-L, GaminolTutors.com. He specializes in the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery Test, which, as you heard in that update, is also known as ASVAB. So if you know anybody going into the military, that could be a good resource for them. And if you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're up to, what you're working on, and how we can help. And also, subscribe, follow, come back tomorrow. New episode every single morning. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.